I've always believed that we're all born with a certain spiritual hunger for God, but that hunger, of course, is not always apparent in us or in people around us. I often meet people and talk with people who are too preoccupied with the status quo in their lives to stop and seriously consider God. And if I'm honest, I would say that describes me during certain seasons of my life. Too preoccupied with just the ordinary day-to-day to stop and consider my hunger for God. I wonder about the shepherds. Were they hungry? At that time, they were at the bottom of society. They were poor. They were outsiders, spending more of their time with animals than people. Generally, in that culture, others looked at them with varying levels of distrust or scorn, pity, indifference, perhaps. Religious leaders looked down their noses at the shepherds because by nature of the shepherd's job, they couldn't very well hold to the rigors of religious discipline. They were seen to be outside the boundaries of God's ways, God's will, and maybe even outside the pale of God's love. I wonder if these shepherds grew used to the way things were for them, becoming preoccupied with the status quo and even hardened by it and to it. Were they hungry for more of God? Deep down, I think they were, like we all are, but did they know they were hungry for God? Or had their hunger pangs subsided, as they often do? I don't think they were seeking more of God this particular night. They were keeping watch over their sheep, as they always did, out in the field. But someone was seeking more that night. Someone was not satisfied with the way things were. The Lord broke into the shepherd's ordinary. The black night was torn open with angels and with glory, with the good news of great joy, a heavenly chorus praising God. And the shepherds are shaken. They're terrified, actually. And they're stirred. I think it's safe to say their dormant hunger for more of God was awakened. They wanted to go deeper into this revelation God had given them, saying to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which God has told us about. In fact, they couldn't move fast enough to get there. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, just as they were told they would find them. Now, the shepherds hung around animals a lot, and so they knew about mangers. Mangers were feeding troughs, or feeding boxes, you could say, from which sheep and cows and goats and donkeys ate. Here was a baby lying in a feeding trough for animals. Here was a baby they could relate to, a child born an outsider like them. Here was a fresh revelation of God that could satiate their spiritual hunger, which until just recently they didn't even know they had. Adam Hamilton says in his book, The Journey, the manger is the place where God's creatures come to eat. Because it's the place where we find fulfillment of old prophecy from the Old Testament, from the Scriptures. The prophet Isaiah wrote about this hunger. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Jesus would later say of himself, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus said that because he knew that he alone could satisfy the deepest longings of the human soul. God is so good. We were dead in our sins. Spiritual death. And spiritually dead people aren't hungry for God. Spiritually dead people don't care one way or the other, frankly. Dead people have no relationship with God. They're out to pasture, so to speak. helplessly stuck in that condition. And the good news tonight is that in Jesus Christ, God rescues us from this condition, this stuckness. He shines light into our darkness and He awakens us from death with that light. And it's amazing to think He does it all for us. He does everything for us. He gives us the desire for Himself. And then He leads us to the only one who can fulfill that desire for us. In other words, God makes us hungry once again for Himself, because without God, we're dead. But we're not even hungry for God without God. So He puts that hunger in our lives so that we hunger after Him. And then He leads us to the place where we can be fed. The manger, where God's creatures are fed. How about you? Are you open to new life tonight? Are you open to God doing a new thing in your life, opening up the darkness of the night in your life and shining light into your life? You see, Jesus Christ came to be your best friend, your Lord, your forgiver, your savior, your rescuer. He came to rescue you from, rescue us from our dark and sinful condition and to wipe all of our sins away forever. He came to put us in a relationship with our Creator, our Heavenly Father, who loves us so much and shows us and proves His love for us tonight. You can begin tonight. You can wake up to what God is wanting to do in your life, and you can receive the grace of God putting Himself into your life and leading you to the one who can feed you and give you life eternal, and that's Jesus Christ. You can begin tonight by simply saying yes in your heart. In a few moments, we're going to pray and have some silence, and all you have to do is say, "Yes, Lord, I want to give my life to You. I need You. I want You." And you can do that tonight. Let's pray together. We'll have a few moments of silence first if you'd like to speak to the Lord. He's listening. He's right there. Oh God, who spoke all creation into being, when You created human flesh, we betrayed You by our disobedience. When You led us out of slavery in Egypt, we doubted and defied You. Yet You chose to come among us through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered death on our behalf, putting an end to the power of sin and death. And for this great gift of Your steadfast hope, we give You thanks. Help us, Lord, to keep alert, to keep prayerful, to keep vigil this night. Help us to watch for the signs of Your coming into our midst, not in splendid palaces of power, but in hearts humbled by need. Help us to believe that the darkness of cruelty and sin will never overcome the light and the mercy of Christ. Help us to endure, knowing that the evil and injustice of this world cannot prevail against Your word. And we ask this in the name of Your word made flesh, our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.